Welcome to That Darn Podcast, the only That Darn Cat recap podcast in existence. I'm Danny. I'm your host. I'm the former host of Na 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 Podcast, the Batman recap podcast where we used to recap every Batman movie ever made. It was too many Batman. There's too much of it. I got sick of it. I said, let me do a recap podcast that's going to be shorter. And I said, let's do a recap of the whole That Darn Cat universe. We're going to do the first movie. We're going to do the remake. That's it. That's the whole, the two episodes. And maybe we'll do a Patreon bonus thing where we cover the book. But that's going to be the end of the remake. And nobody else has been covering That Darn Cat. It's a niche that I want to fill. But I'm bringing all the stars, all the people who worked on That Darn Cat, who acted in it, who were a part of it. We had a bit of a screw-up last week. We tried to get the director of the first one. Turned out it was we accidentally booked his son, who had not seen the movie and had no insight into what his father... That's not going to happen again. This time, going forward, we will have people with a lot to say, a lot of behind-the-scenes stories, a lot of behind-the-scenes trivia as we recap both movies in the That Darn Cat franchise. Joining me today, I'm so excited, from all the way from the 1996 remake of That Darn Cat. Is that the correct year? I'm not sure. We're going to find out because we've got Brad Sherwood, who played Agent Number 2 in the That Darn Cat remake. Brad, how are you?
Hey, really doing really well. Just real quick, my name's Bradley Sherman.
Bradley, it says Brad Sherwood on the IMDb page for That Darn Cat.
The IMDb page can say Bradley Sherwood? Is that what you're saying? But I'm Bradley Sherman.
So you are, Brad, you are the star of the British version of Whose Line Is It Anyway? And you were Agent Number 2 in That Darn Cat, right?
No. I am a waiter in a restaurant.
This explains why you look and sound nothing like Brad Sherwood. I was wondering why. He's a handsome gentleman. I'm just going to leave it there. I'm not going to comment on the difference between you two.
Yeah, well, you know, I hope he's doing well. I wish I could. Like, I hope one day I could be interviewed as about my own IMDb page.
Okay. But, well, you know what? What's on your IMDb page?
So far, nothing.
Why would I interview you about that?
Well, like, but listen, I'm a waiter.
Yeah.
But that's not what I want to be.
Okay.
I want to be an actor.
Right.
I want to be, like, eventually I want to be, like, Agent Number 2 or whatever. But,
yeah,
like, even bigger than that. I'd love to be, yeah, or like a named character.
That's every actor's dream role,
yeah,
is to play Agent Number 1.
Well, I don't know if, I don't agree with that. My dream role would be Hamlet.
Hamlet?
Yeah.
Hamlet Number 1.
Yeah. Or the, like, if I had to play the understudy of Hamlet, that would also would be an honor. I'm really trying to get into the Shakespeare in the Park stuff.
Would you do Shakespeare indoors, or does it have to be in the park?
So here's a, when you're a Shakespearean actor,
uh-huh,
and you get the opportunity to do any Shakespeare, the answer is always yes.
Okay.
I don't care where it is. Like, the dream is Shakespeare in the Park. That's the dream. But right now, I would do any Shakespeare.
Shakespeare in the closet, the Hulk.
Shakespeare in the
closet.
If
Shakespeare on the toilet.
Shakespeare on the toilet, I would do it.
Shakespeare in the public library.
I would do it.
Shakespeare in the back of a gun store.
I would do it.
Shakespeare in the 7-Eleven.
I would do it.
What are your top five ideal places to do Shakespeare?
Shakespeare in the Park.
Sure.
Globe Theater, if I could get there.
That's a big one.
Yeah. I would love to do an arena, like a stadium. I think that is an untapped market, because like you have these football stadiums, but then football season is over, and I think there's a demand for like Shakespeare in these communities.
Yeah,
I mean, are you really going to tell me that no one in Kansas City wants to see Shakespeare.
I'm going
to
tell you that, yeah.
Well, I disagree. And that's why I've dedicated my life to this craft. And
have you been to Kansas City?
Have I been? Actually, no.
Okay.
But I know that they have the Chiefs. Yeah. I know they have Arrowhead Stadium.
And that has led you to believe that they want to see Shakespeare.
Well, they have the capacity for the arena.
Yeah.
And I think Shakespeare in an arena could work. I don't think it's funny. I think that could happen.
I'm sorry for laughing.
Well, you don't have to apologize. I'm just...
I'm not sorry for laughing.
Okay, good.
Fine. Is that what you want to hear?
I don't particularly care. You can laugh at anything if you want to.
Yeah.
Just like I'm telling you about a dream I have and you're laughing, and I have a right to be somewhat upset about that.
All right, so we said Shakespeare in the Park is number one.
Shakespeare
in the Globe Theater.
Yes.
Shakespeare in Kansas City.
Well, like an arena.
An arena.
Yeah, Madison Square.
Any arena.
Actually, no. MSG number three.
You want to be the Andrew Dice Clay of Shakespeare. That's your dream.
Who is Andrew Dice Clay?
He was the first comic to sell at Madison Square Garden. He's a 80s comedian. Hey, I'm Andrew Dice Clay over here. That's a bad impression of him. He doesn't sound like that.
Yeah,
Hickory Dickory Duck. The mouse sucked on my cock. He does a lot of dirty nursery rhymes.
Shakespeare did a lot of dirty nursery rhymes.
Thee, thou, thy, come and suck on my thigh. That's Andrew Dice Shakespeare.
Is that Othello?
Andrew Dice Othello.
Yeah. Okay.
There'd be a lot of... In Andrew Dice Clay's Othello, he'd be dropping the N-word a lot more.
When did the N-word start? Because it's not in Shakespeare.
No. Do they use the N-word in That Darn Cat? I don't think they do. I don't recall.
Never
seen that. No. You were a mistake booking you. This is a mistake that I made.
Yeah.
I am going to fire my executive assistant.
He's doing his best. He's a good guy.
Well, he's not doing his
best. Restaurant a lot.
His best is not very good. That's how he hired you? He just saw you at the restaurant?
Yeah.
And he said...
He's a regular at the Times Square Applebee's.
That's where you work, the Times Square Applebee's.
No, I just said that. Yeah, that's where I work.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, you're getting a little hostile with me.
You're getting pretty hostile with me.
Well, you got some stupid dreams and you're a bad person to interview. So I don't know...
Well, what's your dream?
My dream is to interview the cast of That Darn Cat.
That's so much a worse dream than, hey, I want to be a Shakespearean actor.
I'm making progress towards my dream. I'm doing a podcast about that.
I'm living in New York. I'm renting an SRO in Manhattan. I'm showing up at auditions. I'm also working towards my dream. My dream was to have a podcast with Bryan Cranston. I think I would interview other people from the Breaking Bad universe, work my way up. I wouldn't want to talk to Bryan Cranston, and then I would have my personal assistant find someone named Bryan Cranberry. That wouldn't happen to me.
You've got nothing on your IMDb page. You can update that yourself.
I just start.
When?
Wait.
Yeah.
You can update your own IMDb.
I've got things on my IMDb page. It's not hard to do.
Okay.
Well, how long have you been acting?
I literally just started.
You did, like, when? Like last week?
No, not like last week, but I moved to New York and did the thing in Manhattan.
Put that, point it right in your mouth.
So, thank you. I like the notes. I moved here from Virginia.
Uh-huh.
I was
home of Shakespeare.
Okay. I know you don't really think that.
That's famous for its Shakespearean acting.
There's actually a huge Shakespeare community around Richmond and Washington, D.C. I was very proud of that.
Uh-huh.
But
and still, you couldn't get an acting job. You couldn't get one credit.
IMDb does not track stage performances.
Okay, how many stage performances have you done?
I can't even keep track of them.
Because it's zero?
It's not... I can't even keep track of them because it's zero?
Because it's such a low number.
Okay, I know that you can't book your own podcast. I know that that is beyond you. I also know that you can't get the phone number for the That Darn Cat people.
Look, they're very hard to reach.
Yeah.
What is Brad Sherwood? He doesn't want to speak to someone like me. You got to go through so many layers of people.
Well, why would... Let's just break that down real quick. The Brad Sherwood doesn't want to talk to someone like me.
Yeah.
Who are you? What makes you say that someone who has an IMDb page does not want to talk to you?
People with IMDb pages want to talk to me, just not people who have something on their IMDb page. You're happy to be here talking to me.
Listen, I'm just happy to get an opportunity to practice my craft and work on my diction.
You think this is your craft?
Listen, if I want to be like the greatest Shakespearean actor of my time, if I want to be like the Sir Ian McKellen.
Let's see some Shakespeare. Let's see you do, do you know a monologue or says... Something you could do. Here, let me pull up a scene from The Tempest.
Oh, The Tempest is great. Let's do it.
And you play Mr. Tempest, and I'll play his butler.
Okay. There's no character named Mr. Tempest.
Isn't that the lead character?
There's a character named Sebastian.
Sebastian Tempest.
And I'll do.
And I'll play his butler.
All right.
So we've got the
improv.
No, I pulled this up on the screen here.
But there's no, Sebastian Tempest is not a person. What okay. have you pulled up on your screen? Show me your screen.
Okay.
Show me your screen.
I'm showing it to you.
I'm not seeing your screen. I'm looking at you.
It's Shakespeare fan fiction. It's
okay. I'm not doing this.
Okay.
I'm not doing Shakespeare. I have a bit of respect for myself.
You have nothing on your IMDb page. You're not above anything.
Okay, here's the thing. About IMDb,
mm-hmm.
I feel like I've said this before.
Yeah,
it tracks movies,
right?
Television,
sure.
Stage shows aren't on IMDb.
Okay,
here's you know who didn't have an IMDb page, John.
You,
Booth.
You don't really have
you
one.
Really
you
stepped
got
on my punchline.
I'm sorry.
I thought I had a good one.
That was pretty good.
Booth did not have an IMDb page. Still, famous actor.
I want to look him up on IMDb. I bet he does have one. I'm gonna.
When do you think the internet started?
I don't know, 1950. And when was John Wilkes Booth? John Wilkes. What's his name? John Wilkes Booth.
Yeah, you got there.
Yeah, I'm looking him up. This is great podcasting right here. Me just typing up John Wilkes Booth. He does have an IMDb page.
You know, I was trying to be introspective.
Look at that. It's got his picture and everything. It's got John Wilkes Booth was an American theatrical actor from Maryland. He's a member of the prominent Booth theatrical family. Booth assassinated President Abraham Lincoln and was killed shortly after. He was the first of four presidential assassins in United States history.
That's more Wikipedia than IMDb.
It's got his credits listed here. Well, no, it doesn't. It's a section for credits. I guess there's nothing on there. There's archival footage of him in a couple of things.
Well, it says he played himself in The Assassin.
That doesn't sound correct.
Possible, especially in 2021.
Yeah. They didn't have cameras back in the 50s.
It's interesting that his IMDb page says this man died after he assassinated Abraham Lincoln and then says he was in something in 2021.
Fun bit of trivia about him. Not in That Darn Cat. Not involved in either of the movies in any capacity.
Tell me about you. So I remember from the introduction, you were trying to do a podcast that was all a reaction to every presentation of Batman.
That's correct.
In global media, or just American media.
No, global media. We did Turkish Batman. We did Filipino Batman, Mexican Batman, Italian Batman, all over the world. Every animated, live action, bootleg, pornos, every for Brazilian Batman. That was another one we did. There's too many of them. There's too many movies with Batman. My co-host got very angry at me because I felt the need to do every movie that had Batman in for a single frame we would cover, and that made them not want to be friends with me anymore. What is that Steven Spielberg that's just the nostalgia movie, whatever that is, Ready Player One. Batman is off in the distance in one frame of that. And so we had to cover that. And my co-hosts were really angry when they realized how little he's in there.
Okay. So that podcast happened.
Yeah.
And now you do... Why that darn cat?
Because it's so much easier to cover, number one. Number two, okay. it's an unfilled hole in the market. It's a niche. Nobody's covering. There is no That Darn Cat recap podcast.
I don't think you understand how markets work.
I look at the podcast charts. I see there's Friends recap podcast. There's Gilmore Girls. There's Buffy the Vampire Slayer. No one is covering the That Darn Cat extended universe.
But does anyone want the... You see where I'm going with this. Does anyone want the That Darn Cat?
I want recap. To get paid for doing it.
I want to get paid for doing Shakespeare.
Yeah. Well, nobody wants you to do Shakespeare.
People want Shakespeare.
I couldn't get you to do Shakespeare. I asked you to do it. You wouldn't do it.
Yeah, I'm not going to debase myself, my craft, and the work of William Shakespeare.
By playing Mr. Tempest, the lead...
I'm not going to do that.
The lead role in the Shakespeare fan fiction I wrote. It's one of the lead roles.
Mr. Tempest is one of the lead roles in The Tempest. Well, the plot of The Tempest.
The Tempest is Mr. Tempest. His uncle dies. And he says, I'm going to leave you $1 million, but you got to get married within 24 hours. And then his butler is helping him to get married.
Yeah.
That's the plot of The Tempest.
You're absolutely right. Shakespeare was always writing about $1 million.
It's a lot of money in those days.
Yeah. It was actually no money in those days. There was actually no such thing as $1 million.
Well, you know, £1 million, whatever. I misspoke. Million. Yeah,
that's what you did.
Million gold doubloons. What do they use in Shakespeare's day? Million silver sickles. Galleons.
Okay. Now we're in Harry Potter.
That's where Shakespeare's from. He's from Harry Potter land, Harry Potter world, Harry Hogwarts, England.
I'm worried about you. Like, I know that I'm just someone that you're. Assistant met because your assistant is a regular at the Times Square Applebee's.
Why is he going to the Times Square Applebee's?
It's in the middle of the city. It's a very convenient location.
Okay, that's... I don't think you know how geography works.
Yes, I do.
He doesn't work in Times Square. We're not based in Times Square.
But if you're in Manhattan and you want to meet with people, meeting in the Times Square Applebee's is a great location. Because if someone's from Queens, if someone's from Jersey, it's right in the middle. And then if anyone is in Manhattan, if you're in Harlem, if you're on the Lower East Side, Times Square is right in the middle.
I just don't respect anyone who goes to Applebee's regularly.
You don't respect your own employee?
No. No, I don't. I didn't respect him before. I really don't respect him now.
Sad.
He's not doing a good job. I don't think he deserves a lot of respect.
I don't think you would interview the person from That Darn Cat well if you even got the opportunity.
Okay,
based on how you're handling business.
Let's do a little role play. You want to be an actor. I want you to play Brad Sherwood.
Okay.
Who played That Darn? What did he play? He didn't play That Darn Cat. He played Agent Number Two in That Darn Cat.
Real quick, this is Bradley Sherman. For any casting agents out there, this is Bradley Sherman playing Bradley Sherwood.
Mm-hmm.
And action.
Okay, I'm Danny Rathbun. Welcome to the podcast again. We kicked out that asshole. We fired my executive assistant. Now we've got the real... Brad Sherwood here who played Agent Number Two in That Darn Cat.
Yes. Hey, thank you for having me. Is everything okay? You just talked about kicking someone out of this podcast.
We just had this real piece of shit guest who just, he couldn't act. He had nothing on his IMDb page and he was claiming to be an actor. And just a real creepy weirdo in general.
Okay. Do you have any questions?
Got real molester eyes. That's how I describe this guy. Okay. Real piece of shit. Just real.
This interview is not going well.
Okay.
I'll be honest with you.
Are you speaking as Brad Sherwood or Brad Sherman?
I'm speaking as Brad Sherwood.
Okay. From That Darn Cat.
Yes.
Okay.
That's a film that I acted in.
Yes. So what was...
Why would you ask me if I was like speaking as someone else?
Okay, you might be too good of an actor. You seem to have forgotten that you're really Brad Shirt. No way.
Okay. Which is... And see, you told me that you wanted me to act.
Okay.
So let's just recap.
Yeah.
If you had the opportunity
yeah.
to interview someone from That Darn Cat,
yeah.
what you wouldn't ask them any questions.
I didn't.
You wouldn't ask them about their life. You wouldn't ask them about their work. What you would do is complain about your podcast. That's what would happen, right? Isn't it, Danny? Isn't it, Danny?
I was getting to the questions.
Oh, sure.
I had some questions lined up.
You just brought up a random third person yeah. that... The person you're interviewing has no idea who they are and described them as creepy.
Yeah.
As having molester eyes.
I stand by that.
Extremely off-putting.
I stand by that.
I don't care about your opinion on anything. So the fact that you're trying to offend me, you can't. You really can't.
Sorry, I thought your microphone was off for a second. I just had to check that.
I respect that you have that level of dedication to your podcast that at least you'll check to see if my mic is on.
And for the record, it is. Okay. So
I feel like you don't respect your own audience.
I respect my audience.
Who is your audience?
No one yet.
Do they have IMDb pages?
Probably not. They're pieces of shit. They're not in the business. They haven't acted shit.
If that's your attitude to people, that they only matter if they're moderately successful or exist. I mean,
they don't have to be moderately successful. It doesn't take much to get on IMDb. It just takes the ability to lie. That's all it takes.
Okay.
You don't even have that.
I don't have the ability to lie. I value honesty.
How are you going to be an actor if you can't lie?
It's two very different things.
It's the same skill.
I'm not surprised that you think that.
It's one and the same.
It's no.
How is it different?
You're just wrong. How is it different?
Yeah.
If I walk up to a random person and say, yeah, I have $1 million. You can hand me your watch and I'll pay you back for it. Trust me.
Acting.
That's not acting.
Okay, so acting is just about how many people are watching you. That's the difference.
Do you feel like Leonardo DiCaprio is lying to
yes.
everyone?
I would like an apology from him. I got to the end of the Titanic.
What?
I was really upset that he died. Then I saw him. I saw him in Revenant. He was still alive. He got eaten by a bear. How could he get eaten by a bear? He was dead already. He died in the Titanic.
I'm speechless. I know this is a podcast, and I'm supposed to talk to you, but I'm speechless.
This is why you're a bad podcast guest. This is Brad Sherwood would not have done this to me.
You should get him on your show.
I
you should send him this.
I'm going to get
be a great way.
I'm going to get a competent assistant and then I'm going to get Brad Sherwood on here.
So those are your next two action items.
Those are the next two. Episode 3 is going to be me firing my assistant. Episode 4 is Brad Sherwood. The Brad Sherwood special.
How about we make episode 3 hire, like, getting a podcast studio? Because right now I'm meeting you in a public library.
Right.
People are staring.
Yes.
We're engaged in conversation.
Yeah.
We have microphones.
There's been a little bit of yelling.
Yeah. We have our own room at the library.
Yeah, but we left the door open.
Yeah.
I called some people in here. I thought it might be more fun with an audience. It'd be like Kill Tony. It's not like Kill Tony, though.
It's Kill Tony.
It's a very famous podcast. It's very successful.
Oh. Is that what you want? To be on Kill Tony?
It would be nice. I've tried to get on. They wouldn't have me.
Why do you think that is?
It's a lottery system. They have comics. And I went and I stood for like 6 hours to get in. I was in the lottery and they didn't pick me.
So everyone on Kill Tony won a lottery?
They have some people are there because they're famous and some people are there because they win the lottery.
Do you want to win the lottery or do you want to be famous?
Ideally, I'd like to be famous, but I would take the lottery system if it helps me become famous.
Can I be honest with you?
I wish you wouldn't.
Okay, I won't.
Okay, go ahead.
If this is the way that you treat people
yeah.
on your way to becoming famous,
yeah,
on your saying that they're idiots. They don't have an IMDb page.
Sure.
Saying that they're pieces of shit if they don't have an IMDb page. I don't think it's going to work out for you. I don't think you will become famous.
Okay, well, I wouldn't treat a famous person like this. I treat you like this because you don't have an IMDb page. You're no one.
But you attacked your own audience or your prospective audience.
Yeah, well, fuck them. They don't. Who cares about them? But famous
What's
people.
What's the point of being famous then?
Get laid.
At least you're honest.
Yeah. Money. Power.
Respect.
Respect.
Okay.
First we get the guns, then we get the drugs, then we get the money. Isn't that something? Is that from...
I don't know. I don't watch anything.
How are you going to be an actor?
Shakespearean actor.
Yeah. You don't watch Shakespeare?
I'm locked in 100%.
You're not caught up in the latest season of Shakespeare?
There's no more seasons. What are you talking
about? That ended?
Yeah, Shakespeare ended.
When did it end? I missed it.
It's hard to know for sure.
What happened in the finale?
The finale?
Yeah, the finale of Shakespeare.
I would guess that he passed.
Oh my God.
Yeah, William Shakespeare is
didn't dead. See that coming.
Yeah.
They're just mid conversation, cut to black, and Shakespeare must have shot him, and that's the end.
I don't think he died of a gunshot.
So how do you think he died?
How do I think he died? I think he died probably of an infection.
Uh-huh.
Thing.
Syphilis.
That's possible.
Gonorrhea. Chlamydia. HIV. Crabs. Terminal crabs.
You know, some of those weren't in existence at Shakespeare's time.
You think they didn't have crabs?
I think they didn't have HIV.
Ah.
Yeah.
You think Shakespeare didn't have HIV?
I am pretty certain that William Shakespeare did not suffer from an infection.
That's your hot take?
Yes. HIV, yeah.
Yeah. You think he jumped right over that, right into full-blown AIDS? I don't know if that's possible. I don't think that's how that works.
That's not how that works. And no, I don't think that's how...
You're walking it back already. You're already saying that you're backtracking.
Are you struggling with like running an interview or...
I'm doing my best.
...show that would attract an audience and entertain them and leave them wanting more. You are also struggling with understanding the words that I'm saying to you.
If I could find, all my notes are for that darn cat. That's what I prepared to talk to someone about. And now I got to suddenly pivot and I got to talk about doing Shakespeare with AIDS in the park.
That's okay.
And with someone who won't even play Mr. Tempest, spoiled the ending for me, told me Shakespeare dies. Of AIDS, and they cut to black.
So, I've given you, I'd say, 20 minutes of my life at this point. How much longer do you think you need for this podcast?
I don't know. I think we're getting close to the end.
I would agree.
Well, Mr. Brad Sherman, yeah. It's been good having you here.
Has it?
Not really. I regret this.
Me too.
I regret that you were here. I regret that my assistant is spending all his money, apparently, just dining in the TGI Fridays. What is it?
The Times Square Applebee's.
Times Square Applebee's, not the TGI Fridays. That's where classy people go to eat in Times Square. He goes to the Applebee's, where their motto is no rules, just give us your money. Just sigh. That's their motto. Applebee's.
We've eaten good in the neighborhood.
We've learned nothing about that darn cat. You've given us no insight into this movie. We haven't covered one frame of either. Two episodes in, we have not covered one frame of this. We've got no behind the scenes stories, nothing about the cast.
You say this as if I've done something wrong
yeah.
to you.
Yeah.
I showed up on time.
Yeah.
I told you who I was.
You did.
And I feel like I've been a professional in the way that I've conducted myself today.
Well, you're a professional who doesn't have a resume because he hasn't done anything professionally.
I have a resume.
Well, the IMDb is your resume if you're an actor.
That's not true. And you know it.
Okay, you're what is it? A CVV, CMS, CBS?
A curriculum vitae?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that's your acting resume.
Yes. That's every resume.
I've got like four things in my IMDb page. I'm not an actor.
Congratulations. On your four things on your IMDb page. That's very nice.
Yeah. None of them are even lies. If I was an actor, I could lie and put more on there.
Yeah, I'm sure you could.
And you won't do that.
No, I won't lie to people.
What would it take to get you to lie?
Money, I guess.
but like how much money is it?
Well, what kind of lie are we talking about?
to say you were in I don't know, what's a movie?
You
My Favorite Martian.
To say that I was in That Darn Cat?
Yeah. Say you were in That Darn Cat. Say right now.
$100.
$100 to say that right now on the podcast.
Yes.
You would say, my name is Brad Sherman.
Yes.
I was in That Darn Cat.
Yes. Is that who you want to interview? Is that because it was Sherwood you wanted to interview?
Yeah, but you're Brad Sherman.
$100, I will play Brad Sherman.
No, I want you to say as yourself that you are Brad Sherman.
$100, yeah. Pay me to say that?
Yeah.
Well, this is acting. My name is Bradley Sherman, and I was in That Darn Cat.
Okay, can I ask you questions about it?
Sure.
Or is that additional money?
Yes.
Yes, it's additional money?
Okay, so we've had $100.
Yeah, what do I get at the $100
tier? A fee and an extra $100 per hour. And yes.
$100 per hour?
Yes.
No, this is the end of the podcast. This is it. I'm not paying you $200 to continue this. You don't even have any real, but give me a sample. Give me a teaser. Give me a fake behind the scenes. What was it like working with Christina Ricci?
Oh, she's a pleasure.
Yeah.
Just a consummate professional.
Okay.
Showed up to work on time.
Not an interesting story so far. Do you have any dirt about her? Was she doing drugs on the set?
Do you want me to lie and say that she was?
You don't know that it's a lie. She might have been.
She might have been. Yeah, but you want me to say she was.
You don't know.
Which would be a lie if I was saying something was true when I didn't know it was. That would be a lie.
You don't know that she wasn't. It could be a lie saying that she wasn't.
You're right, it could.
Yeah.
So that could be a lie.
Yeah.
Which is my point.
So you won't take a stand at all on whether she was doing drugs.
I absolutely would not take the stand to testify on as to whether Christina Ricci was or was not intoxicated by any substance during the making of That Darn Cat.
I'm not asking you to take the stand in a legal sense. I'm saying on the podcast.
What other way does anyone take a stand?
Okay. You're getting hung up on the...
You used words. Words have meaning.
Okay. Let me rephrase the wording. Would you tell me that she was on drugs or not on drugs? Are you willing to say that you believe she was or was not, one way or the other?
Not for free. If you want to write a script,
okay,
have me show up, read the script for you, acting as a character in your production, I'll consider that.
I gotta write a script now for this? You can't? I'm not paying you to come back. This is...
You're not paying me to be here.
Okay, well, I'm not... You
paid me $100
yeah.
to say that I was in That Darn Cat.
No, I asked if you would take $100. I didn't say I would pay $100 to have you say
it.
It
was an offer. There was acceptance.
No.
There was consideration.
No, that's not what
happened. There's a contract.
That's not what happened.
We're on tape.
Let's play back the tape.
Play it back.
I will give you $100 to suck my dick. Okay. There we go.
This podcast is over.
Brad, do you have anything you want to plug?
No.
Okay, bye.